So hello and welcome to our sixth Game of Life Masterclass call. We'll start here with just a little bit of admin, and I don't have much. Just wanted to remind you, if you have not called in your Chaos Flush Energy Attunement, be sure to do that. And the recordings are available at Masterclass Central of the past classes. And I added a whole bunch of goodies there, meditations, masterclasses, so that if you need additional support, they're in there. Please make good use of those meditations because they're short, sweet, simple, and they'll really help you to shift your energy. One other thing I want to mention is that I'm pulling together the information and putting into place the ability to present the Secret Door to Success Masterclass when we complete this one. I'm in the process of setting those dates and getting all that lined out. So keep that in mind. That's going to be coming up if you'd like to participate in that. And then next year, I'm looking at, I really want to do a mastermind based on Florence's teachings and probably be the Game of Life book, and it'll last the entire year. So bringing a lot into play. But we're going to go ahead and begin now with creating our sacred space. So just get comfortable. I know Lena is comfortable because she's laying in a hammock. So everybody just get comfortable and take those deep breaths. And we're just going to quiet our minds and then begin with a prayer, and we'll create our sacred circle of love. So with eyes closed, we want to ask the angels to please control the energy so our technology will keep us all connected and get a clean recording so that you'll be able to hear the words clearly. So just take another really deep breath, and with your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And just take another deep breath and shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now just ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now just allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. And just allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And with another deep breath, I ask, angelic guardians of the heavens and the earth, of the east and of the south, of the west and of the north, join us now, bringing with you the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, love. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful for this opportunity to come together as one with singular intention. And we ask for your help to expand into a greater awareness of being. We ask for your assistance to understand Florence's teachings at a greater level of mastery and apply them to fulfill our square of life, to manifest as our reality the dreams and desires of our heart. All that's ours by divine right under grace. In deepest gratitude, amen. And now we create our sacred circle of love. So if you're in Asia, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Africa, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Antarctica, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Australia, just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in Europe, please take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. If you're in North America, just take my hand and that of an angel and join our circle. And if you're in South America, take my hand and that of an angel and complete our circle. We come together as one with singular intention of transcending the fear of our planet to be the vibration of love. And now I just ask that each of you step into the center of the circle as the angels and I hold the circle's safe space. And with a deep breath, the angels and I infuse you with love of the highest order. We see you as powerful, fearless, as one with all that is. We infuse you with strength, stamina, and healing love energy, holding you safe in all directions of time. Just accept in this moment the knowing that all that makes your heart sing with joy is already yours. And just breathe deeply of this love light. And now once again, rejoin our circle of love, take in the hands of the angels. And together, as one, we send unconditional love to each other across the soils and waters of Mother Earth and through this singular intention of empowered support. We hold to this energy of being magnets for life experiences of this high vibration of love energy. And now with a deep breath, we ground into this energy. Allow yourself to see roots from your feet go into the soils of Mother Earth, down to the core light of healing love energy at her center. And with a deep breath, bring this all-powerful love energy back up through the soils to your feet, up your legs, to your heart. Fully grounding this magnificent vibration of love as yours, now and always. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So now we'll get into our class content. God, I love Florence. I love Florence. And this week's class dives deep into the sixth chapter of The Game of Life, Casting the Burden. Now, Florence sums up this chapter when she shared having been asked by a student to explain the darkness before the dawn. She tells us that before the big demonstration, everything seems to go wrong. And deep depression clouds the consciousness. It means that out of the subconscious are rising the doubts and fears of the ages. These old derelicts of the subconscious rise to the surface to be put out. It's then that man should clap his cymbals like Jehoshaphat and give thanks that he's saved, even though he seems surrounded by the enemy. The situation of lack or disease. The student continued, "How long must one remain in the dark?" And I replied, "Until one can see in the dark." And casting the burden enables one to see in the dark. Now, this not only sums up this chapter, it's the foundation for all Florence's teachings. The key is to see in the dark, to shift out of fear to the love that is our essence, love of the highest order. So let's unpack this. Now, first of all, this is not your first rodeo. You know, we take in Florence's teachings, but until we apply what she's conveying to us, we're still floating around in that same boat of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So the bottom line is forever releasing that need to believe in and lounge around in fear, banishing it from our life. Fear is the alien. It's not a part of us. It's like getting a splinter and not trying to get it out. It's not a part of us, and so long as we keep it, it's going to give us pain. And when we're all in with setting our intention to manifest or create a new life experience, we are the vibration of love at the highest order. We're excited with anticipation of getting something we want. And we're doing our best to hold the vision. We're saying our affirmations. We're doing our best to stay out of fear and worry. We're focusing on what we want and the feeling of blissful happiness of receiving it. And even though there's no sign of what we want in sight. And then when we get tired, fear and doubt start to sniff at our heels, and we get stuck with a fear splinter. This is darkness before the dawn. That time when we start to question, well, everything. And it's so easy to fall headfirst into a pit of despair, wallowing in doubt because we can't see any sign that what we want is actually materializing. And so we think there are no signs. These feelings are what Florence calls the depression that clouds the consciousness. And the hidden belief of not being good enough not only whispers quietly in the silence, that energy wraps us in a cocoon straitjacket, making us feel foolish for believing anything so wonderful, something that we want, could actually work out for us. This is the time when that resistance energy becomes a neon sign flashing from within the shadows of our body. And for many of us, this is when we throw up our hands and give up trying to improve our lives because it's just too hard feeding into that whisper that nothing works out for me. Now, Florence tells us that doubts and fears of the ages crawl out of our subconscious, and she's right. Those feelings of not being good enough at some level are a belief that's anchored in a wound experienced by our inner child. A wound that struck us when we were children. A wound that was so painful we buried it in our subconscious so we could continue to function and participate in the world around us. However, we're now feeling the pain of these doubts and fears of the ages because they want to be healed, not punish us. Those quiet whispers in the silence are whispers of beliefs begging to be looked at or observed so we can see that they're not true. And through that observation, we have the opportunity to heal them, transform them, and be free of them. The experience that defines the darkness before the dawn is in itself a golden link to the chain of our good because it forces us to make a decision, a conscious decision. It forces us. It forces us to decide, are we going to choose faith, the love energy, or fear? Are we going to choose to be love of the highest order, reconnecting with that superconscious self, the divinity within? Or are we going to choose to wallow in the pain of fear? When we're faced with some form of adversity or the hidden beliefs of not being good enough, this fear energy comes out to play like bullies on a playground. Are we going to face them down? Face them down to their native nothingness? Or are we going to feed them more fear? We have the power to make the choice. And remember, fear only has the power we give it. On its own, it's nothing. It doesn't exist. Now, Florence tells us that we should celebrate receipt of what we want, even though it seems we're surrounded by the enemy, that situation of lack or disease. Even though lack and disease are an illusion of the physical world, they are the reality for the human body when we choose fear over the vibration of love, even if it's a subconscious choice. Now, as spirits of light living in a heavy, dense human body, we're surrounded by uncomfortable situations of lack and or disease. Nevertheless, we're spirits of light. And as such, we have the ability to see through the darkness of that lack and disease. Our light can illuminate the darkness of fear, the darkness of the illusions of this heavy, dense, physical world. And through this light, we can see and experience through the clarity of the vision within us, the experience of what we want to manifest. And so it fearlessly is made manifest. In this space, there is no pain, no suffering, no lack, no limitation. In this space of the vibration of the superconscious, not only are all things possible, all things are. Florence calls it the realm of the wondrous. Our field of potentiality where all experiences, all we want to be, do, and have are already made manifest. They already exist. That's where we got the idea. It was from the superconscious. It was already there. It's like going into your own warehouse of material things and experiences and picking out what you want because it's your warehouse. You're storing things there. What do you want? Now, Florence speaks of casting the burden to the Christ within, to the superconscious, burdens being thoughts of fear, doubt, anxiety, anger, all thoughts that vibrate without love, because we can only be in love energy or fear energy, never both. We have the power within us to bring to this heavy, dense planet the love of the Creator, love of the highest order, here. And through the light of this love, the anxieties dissipate, the fears that threaten to consume us, the fears that are truly but an illusion, dissolve. fear and worry are not real. They are a vibration of man's vain imagination, a vibration of the consciousness that can be dismantled, should we choose to do so, by consciously choosing to be the vibration of love, no matter what's going on around us. Yet, even though we have this power, fear, doubt, anxiety, and worry stop us from doing the things we really want to do, and we allow it. Those feelings stop us from being happy, from enjoying our lives in this moment. These less than love feelings drag our body down to the vibration of germs. And those germs make our body sick. I've often wondered, we're 2 years into a pandemic that swept the planet. 2 years of news, social media, and horror stories of those we know who have been sucked into the vibration of COVID. Rampant fear on a global scale. Now, when we're worried, anxious, and scared about something, we vibrate at the vibration of germs, and they have an opening to make us sick. Florence tells us that disease-laden germs are the product of carnal mind, and that all thoughts must objectify or be expressed in a concrete form. Our thoughts become things. What if we were all vibrating in the vibration of gratitude and thinking thoughts of gratitude? Would our body still get sick? I don't think so. But we're taught to be afraid, to worry. It's a responsible thing to do, after all. It's what we're taught. We're not taught to be fearless, to cast the burden of worry and anxiety on the Christ within. We're taught to wallow in the pain of worry and to justify attracting to us exactly what we did not want with the righteous declaration that I was right, exactly what I was worrying about happened. And why is that? Well, I manifested what I focused my energy on. Okay, so Florence talks about God being the giver and the gift. That God, or the Christ within, is our superconscious, which in turn means that we are the giver and the gift. We manifest through us, through the vast energy of our superconscious, our vision of heaven on earth. The kingdom of heaven here. The small section of our human brain that we actually use for thinking measures everything in life, with a beginning and an end. It's how our brains are wired. There's a beginning and there's an end. Well, when I think about galaxies, space without end, I find that challenging to truly grasp. There are people who use more of their brain who understand and can grasp the concept of infinite space. While most of us struggle with that concept of infinity, of having no end. When we open our minds to the infinity of love of the highest order, to a field of potentiality that's ours. Everything that makes our heart sing with joy, every experience, every material thing, money, home, food, travel, loving relationships, magnificent health, wisdom, a sense of deep peace within. Everything that makes our hearts sing with joy when we immerse ourselves in the dream, the vision of experiencing, of being, doing, and having, we experience behind our closed eyes and through our breath, our version of heaven on earth. The higher power of the creator of all that is breathes through us, from within to without. And that's just matter of fact is, no ego. It just is. Jesus commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground before he gave thanks for the loaves and fishes. They sat down and prepared to eat. He had no doubt. And because he held that safe space of being confident without doubt that they were all going to eat, the people had no doubt either. They sat down and they ate. Even though the mortal mind could see that there was not enough bread nor fish to feed so many people. So Jesus has shown me that we all, everyone, you, me, everyone, has access to more than enough to fulfill our needs. More than enough. And since my dad passed in 2005, his spiritual essence has told me over and over and over again that we have no idea how powerful we are. We believe we're limited in what we can be, do, and have. And that belief is a lie. We've taken in the teachings of this physical world of duality, and through our childhood and adult trauma, we default to a saturated belief in the boogeyman of lack and limitation. We've been taught that to believe that we're separated from God, from the creator of all that is, by sin, and that we're all sinners. So we're controlled by fear. And then along comes Florence, holding the mirror of the light, reflecting back to us our own empowerment from within, our power by divine right. We can feel it when we read her words, and we feel stronger when we hold her books to the point that they almost become an appendage to our body. And that's okay. Strength and stamina can come from anywhere. As we read the thoughts she penned almost 100 years ago, the truth works to set us free. We are God the giver and God the gift. We are one. So what if you knew that when you fearlessly let go, more than what you let go would come back to you? Whether it's money or a relationship or anything. Anything. What if you knew that you were enough and you didn't need anyone else's approval? That it doesn't matter what other people think of you? That the only thoughts that matter are your own? And what if you loved yourself? What if you openly love yourself, who you are and who you want to be? And you see yourself as the angels see us, as the beautiful spiritual being of love and light that you are. What if you could walk away from that person that you used to be, that person who was afraid, the person who worked through exhaustion to people please, but was still never good enough? Well, let me tell you, no matter where you live, no matter what you have or have not done in your life, you deserve to be happy. You're worthy to be loved, cherished, and respected. You're good enough to create and live your version of heaven on earth. It's your birthright. Getting what you want is not a reward for good behavior. What would your life be like if you believed this? When we release that need within us to be in control over every little thing, we open the way for our lives to flow in ease and grace, and to actually use the power within us to course correct our energy, to manifest and live the life that's ours by divine right. We're learning simple action steps to support us for the rest of our lives. All we have to do is apply them. Florence talks about using music to wind us up, that it has a fourth dimensional quality, and it releases the soul from imprisonment. Well, one rainy afternoon, when I was finding my footing on this magical journey, I was writing to my guides when Jesus stepped in and told me that I'd be writing books and teaching and recording meditations. And I said, nope, I'm not doing that. I was scared. He insisted that that's what I signed up for. I told him that was all too scary for me and nope, not doing it. But he finally talked me into feeling better about it. But then when I said it out loud, I freaked out all over again, and I just couldn't take it in. And that night when I was sleeping, trying to sleep, I kept hearing John Denver singing Rocky Mountain High over and over and over, and it's like he wouldn't shut up. And so I got up and asked, what do you want? And next thing I knew, John Denver was telling me about how he and Jesus had the same conversation about his music. John was scared in the beginning too. But Jesus explained to him that the words and the sound of the music hold energy. Energy that will heal the wounds of the human heart and set people free from that bondage. John told me not to let fear hold me back from fulfilling my mission. And now I'm telling you, don't let fear hold you back from fulfilling your square of life and living your version of heaven on earth, whatever that version looks like for you. Florence tells us to cast the burden. When we infuse people and situations with love of the highest order, we cast the adverse thoughts to the Christ within by shifting to love energy. Florence teaches us that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Our spiritual essence is the vibration of love of the highest order, as one with God, the giver and the gift, fearlessly manifesting through us all the dreams of our heart to live our version of heaven on earth. Let's do it fearlessly. So let's recap what we've covered in this chapter. We unpacked and learned that we have clearer understanding of being able to see through the darkness before the dawn. We now know that the human fear that comes up and throws us into the darkness is a golden opportunity to consciously choose to be love energy. And we can choose to be love energy every day, over and over again, as much as it takes to stay there. We have a firmer grasp on how fear is an illusion of this physical world and has no power unless we allow it. Our understanding of the validity of the power we hold within us to manifest and live our version of heaven on earth is real. And we now have a list of tools to heal energy and use our power. To cast the burden, sometimes just saying it's enough. And when it isn't, we can infuse people and situations with love of the highest order to be free of fear. We know and understand and apply the power of observing energy, our thoughts and feelings that make us feel uncomfortable. We understand that resistance energy, what it feels like and what to do with it. When we face it, sometimes it fades to its native nothingness immediately. But when we have a subconscious record or a neural pathway of belief that we need to rewrite, we know how to follow the breadcrumbs of energy to transform it to love. Or we can use the Sedona method of release. Everyone in the program, in this class, has the chaos flush energy attunement. Whenever you start to feel uncomfortable, activate your chaos flush attunement and flush out that energy that doesn't feel good. We know our goal is to keep our vibration as high as possible and as much as possible. And we can do that by focusing on gratitude, by blessing and infusing people and situations with love energy. And we can use the fourth dimensional quality of music and dance. And when we incorporate music with meditation, we open the way for the intention of our thoughts, energy, and words to become magical. Now, I've added short but powerful meditations to the Masterclass Central webpage so that you can download them and listen to them anytime. And I really want to encourage you to do that. So if in case you don't have internet access, you can do it. I want to share with you now the love to self meditation. And it's on the Masterclass Central, a standalone meditation, but it's also session number 3 of the Create Your Version of Heaven on Earth Masterclass. And it's on there too. Now, this meditation gently guides us to send love to our inner child to support healing of our childhood wounds. So if you're taking notes, just put down your pen and just enjoy this.
Together, we set the intention to connect with the angelic realm of love. In order to open the channels of communication to the highest level, breathe deeply, fully, and completely, filling your body with the breath of God. And so we begin. With the highest of intentions, we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, surround us with your divine white light of healing love and allow only those of the light to connect with us. We ask for your presence to help us to connect with the divine love of you, our Creator, to heal all aspects of our being. May this love dissipate our fear and shift us to the glorious state of love. Bless this divine intention to connect with the love that is our essence. in deepest gratitude. Amen. Breathe deeply and focus on the experience of the breath. Take a slow, deep breath in and slowly exhale. Now focus on your heart. Allow yourself to feel it beating, beating as one with God. Breathe in deeply and see yourself surrounded with God's white light. Breathe in the love of the divine light. As you breathe deeply, you experience a slight swirling mist in the light. Feel it gently touch your face, soft and fluid as the gentle embrace of angel wings. Breathe in the love and exhale the challenges and hiccups of the physical world. Focus fully on the breath. As you breathe in deeply of the gentle, swirling mist of light, you begin to feel the shift to love. Take a deep breath in and see before you a mighty oak grounding tree. Step forward and gently touch the bark of the tree. Notice as you touch the tree, your hand slips into the tree itself. Lean into, then step into the tree. Meld your spiritual beingness into the spiritual essence of the oak grounding tree. Notice your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth to the core light at her center. Take a deep breath in and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up the roots to your legs, through your body, to your heart. Now notice the branches of your tree open wide to the breath of God. Take a deep breath in and expand the healing love of God and Mother Earth within your heart and throughout your body. You are one with God. Now take the hand of an angel and step out the other side of your grounding tree into the realm of the angelic. Before you is a pathway to a beautiful garden. Follow this pathway, and you'll find that this garden is filled with warm, healing sunshine. All around you are brilliant, fragrant flowers of the most vivid colors. In the center of the garden is a bench. Walk over to it and sit down. Now focus on all aspects of you. while focusing on yourself, ask your angelic entourage to join you to send love to yourself. One by one, they join you. In your mind's eye, allow yourself to see who has joined you. Is it someone you know? A deceased loved one, or an angel, or ascended master? They're offering their hands to you. Rise and take their hands in yours. Together, you form a circle. An aspect of you now walks into the circle. Notice your age. Allow yourself to see you standing in the middle of the circle. Now pull forth from deep within you love. Release all feelings of worry, angst, frustration, shame, guilt, and unforgiveness. Release all things of fear. Focus on the love. Allow this love that's coming from deep within you to move through you and expand from you, flowing to the aspect of you standing in the center of the circle. Your angelic helpers are doing the same. As you stand there, holding hands with the angelic and holding the light of love, together you become a glowing light. This light grows brighter and brighter. Unconditional love flows through you, to you, around you. From above, a ray of light gently flows into the center of your circle, encompassing you. Allow this love light to surround you and to become you. Your angelic helpers do the same. You fuse together as one in love. Allow this shift into love to be. The love bond is united, and a calm peacefulness is yours. All there is love. Sweet, gentle love flowing throughout your body from head to toe. Allow the love to fill you. Breathe deeply of the loving light. Continue to breathe deeply and rejoice at the love. Allow yourself to see, feel, and hear this angelic gift of love. You are love. You are one with God. Peace is yours. Be the gift of love. Embrace the love of this experience and feel the deep sense of peace and balance within you. As you release the hands of your helpers, notice that the love stays with you. Each of you continue to glow softly of love. Thank your angelic assistants for helping you to shift to love. Now you must return to the physical world. Say goodbye to your angelic assistants and retrace your steps back to your grounding tree. Lean into the tree, then step into the tree. Notice your feet mold into the tree's roots and travel through the soils of Mother Earth to the core light at her center. Take a deep breath in and feel the vibrant healing energy of Mother Earth as it flows up the roots to your legs, through your body, to your heart. Step out of your grounding tree, fully grounded and returned to the physical world.
Okay, so I apologize for magic barking. I hope you didn't hear that, but what are you going to do? Okay, so if you have any questions about what we've gone over today, again, as with all Florence's teachings, it's a lot. So you can ask me now, or you can post in the private Facebook community and I'll answer. We can all discuss. And again, please be gentle with yourself. We are moving a lot of energy. Drink lots of water, get rest. And when things come up, recognize them, things that are uncomfortable, recognize them for the golden opportunity that they are to heal something that may be holding you back. So next week, we'll dive into chapter 7, love. And that does complete our content. And I'll just stop sharing my screen.